Trailing Juniata Valley 5-2 entering the home half of the seventh inning, the Cardiac Cats scored a run to make it 5-3. They loaded the bases, but they were down to their last strike when senior Braden Dunn hit a line drive toward a diving center fielder Blaine Sader, who couldn't catch the ball. It bounced past him and three runs raced home, and it ended up being a dramatic victory, 6-5 for Homer Center, their seventh District 6 title in school history. Another big story was relief pitcher Dom Shimko. The sophomore tossed 4 1/3 innings of shutout baseball after the Hornets had built a 5-1 lead after three innings. For Homer Center, Braden Rado and Braden Dunn had three hits apiece to pace an 11-hit attack. Dunn had five RBIs, including the clutch two-strike, two-out double to win it. The Wildcats will host their first-ever state playoff game in the opening round Monday at First Commonwealth Bank Field in Homer City against the Whippeol runner-up Carmichael's Mikes. The Mikes are 15-6-1. Game time should be announced Friday. It won't be the first time the two schools have met in the state playoffs. They met back in 2005 in the state quarterfinals, an 8-4 victory for Homer Center. That was the year the Wildcats lost in the state championship game. Again, the final yesterday, Homer Center 6, Juniata Valley 5. The come-from-behind victory marked the fourth time in Homer Center's last seven wins that they had to score four or more runs in their last at-bats to pull out the victory, including twice in the District 6 playoffs. From Mount Aloysius College, with the Wildcats, I'm Mark Burdig reporting.